If you were, when you came here, if you were, if you haven't received one of these, I encourage you to get that from the ushers. Maybe raise your hand if you haven't received it, and then we can pass it on to you. Perfect. We will just hold on to it for a few minutes. I just have a short message to share with you before we get into it. And then tonight's focus will really be us as pastors of the church praying for you and your family. So at the end of this message that I'm going to share with you this evening, is I'm going to ask you to fill this out. I'm going to take some time and reflect, and then we'll have you come together with your families to pray. But tonight's theme, as Pastor Ken mentioned, is trust. And I just want to share a few things with you about trust and how that, how 2023 was a year for me where I have learned and was reminded again of how I need to trust God. And I've titled this small talk tonight, Put Your Trust in a Certain God. I don't know how you start your years, if you have certain things that you, maybe you started this year a certain way and you wanted to accomplish certain things and you wanted to do something big. For me particularly, I have had few things that I wanted to accomplish, and a couple of those things didn't really go as planned. One of them was I really wanted to be really active physically and spiritually. And physically, I sort of like really started a year with of wanting to be fit, work out, be better. And I was actually in a really good swing of things at the beginning of the year. First 3 months, I was on it every single day. I was so proud of myself. I was even going around the house and telling my wife, see, I'm on it. And there's the calendar that I have on this screen when I'm doing my workout, and the streak was just kept on going over again. And it kept on going like that till about May time when it got warmer. And that was then I sort of like skipped a day. I skipped another day. Then June, July came around, and I was on it maybe two times a week max. And as the year went by, ended up being by the time August, September rolled around, there was a whole month that I just didn't do anything. And in September, maybe like once, October, November, December, I did zero workouts. And now when I look back, I had really good intentions and I really wanted to press on. That was our theme this year, to press on and keep pressing on, but I just failed. And then also, one of the spiritual goals that I had, and I spoke on the message before the beginning of the new year this year, and I got on this really cool app called Glorify. And if you know what that app is like, it's one of the best apps you can have. It's like there's meditation, there's scripture. And I was on a streak with Glorify for months. And then somewhere halfway, I fell off. And then there will go, a few days will go by. I'll be like, I see all the reds. Then I get discouraged. Ah, I got to get back my streak on. And then I go through a day. And then next day I forget. And the next day I forget again. And it just kept on going like that. And now standing here, I can tell you that I failed a lot when it comes to some of my physical and some of my spiritual goals that I had. And maybe you may be sitting here tonight, you may be feeling like, you know, I have failed at certain things as well that I wanted to accomplish. Maybe you feel it and you feel like you could have done so much better like I feel at this moment. But I want to tell you something. First of all, God loves us just the way we are, regardless of how successful we are at the plans that we have had and we wanted to accomplish. Number two, there's always something that we can be proud of, regardless of some of the specific things that were not turned out as we wanted or as we planned. And then third, and maybe most important, as we close off this 2023 tonight, really failure and falling short is a part of our day-to-day life, but that is not what defines us. What defines us, our true identity, like Pastor Ken even mentioned this morning, is found in God, who He says we are. And as we close the 2023 tonight, I want you to be encouraged. And I want you to be encouraged by this, that God is for you. He has a good plan for your life. And there's this enemy that we all face when we go through this life, and this enemy is called uncertainty. And this uncertainty is all around us as we enter the 2024, and we may have a lot of questions about what's to come, how are things gonna play out, what will come up with this thing and with that thing that we have in our life. all of these questions that we may have as we go through this life, but one thing that we can know for sure is that we can put our trust in a certain God. He's certain, he's a solid foundation, he's a rock that's immovable, and on his promises we can build our life. And because in this uncertain life, an uncertain future reveals that our need for a trustworthy God, certain God. There's a lot of things that may seem shaky and uncertain, but God is trustworthy. His promises are true, his word is true. And there is a simple question that I have for you tonight. Can you trust God with goals and with your life in 2024? And I can answer it for you right now. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Sometimes we trust in different things in our life, and usually to what we run first is what we trust in. But, and we've heard a lot about messages about putting God first. Where do we go first when the storms of life hit? God should be the foundation of our life, and he should be the foundation of our relationships, our career, our direction, our plans, our future, our everything. And if we build our life on this firm foundation, which is Christ, even when the storms of life do come, we will not be moved. There's a scripture in Matthew I just want to share with you about. Jesus talks about the wise and the foolish builder, and he talks about it in Matthew 7:24. He says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who builds his house on a rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. And the rain comes down, the streams arise, and the winds blew, and they beat against that house, and that house fell with a great crash." Tonight, God wants us to build our life on him and put our trust in him. And in Proverbs 16:9 says this, "A man's mind plans his way as he journeys through life, but the Lord directs his steps and establishes them." See, we are not on our own in this life. We can plan, but at the end, God will direct our steps. And the best place to be in life is to be in a place where you're planning with God together, but he directs your steps. Sometimes we can get so stuck in planning our own life and what we want to see come about, but we have this amazing director, God himself, who is the best director of our movie. He is the one who is the greatest storyteller. He doesn't miss a line. If you fully give your life to him, he's going to make the most beautiful story ever. And that story at the end should always point to Jesus, the rock and the foundation of our faith. You know, there may be some thrill in this storyline, maybe some drama, some romance, maybe even some horror, and all things in between. But it will be the story of God. And in order for us to plan and let God direct, what we need to do is we need to arrive at this place where we fully trust God. Even when we have all things planned out, we need to allow God to direct our steps. And as we close this 2023, I just want to share just a couple of points that I was reminded of personally myself this last year, of where I was reminded of where I need to trust God again and again. And I hope that this may open a door, or something will speak to you, that you will fully be able to release control and trust God this evening. Before we go to prayer, number one thing that I've learned in 2023 is this: we need to trust God in times of unexpected disappointment. You know, whether we have lost something in our life that was really dear to us, whether we had someone that had passed away that we really was dear, close to us, whether we lost a relationship or a job or something, we need to trust God in the times of unexpected disappointment. And this year, I was reminded of that again. As most of you know, some of our personal losses that we've had as a family in 2022, all of those things sort of kind of came up in 2023, and it really came about when I had an opportunity to go back home in March for 1 year of my dad's death. And I was really, there was really an opportunity where God really healed my heart and really worked on me and really again reminded me that I can trust God in these unexpected times, in unexpected disappointments. The conversations that I need to process, things that I need to, places I need to visit, people I needed to meet, people that were a part of that whole thing that I was sharing with my dad. You know, this grief really lingers around and it never really goes away. And it comes in waves, and sometimes you just need to let it cover you as you go to the healer. And in the times of grief, the only person that can heal our heart is Jesus. He has come to mend the broken pieces. He's come to take what's broken, put it together. He's come to restore our soul. He's the God that we can put our trust in, even in a time of grief and unexpected disappointment. He's the God that we can trust in waiting. We can trust God in waiting. You see, waiting is a sign of trust in God's timing. This last year, there's certain things that I was waiting for to happen, and it really came about in my own personal life in one area. And you know, sometimes when we wait, we don't really like waiting. But the truth is, good things are always worth the wait. Waiting on God's timing, His work, His promises. Sometimes it's hard for us to wait, but our posture during the time of waiting tells a lot about how much we trust God. And how do we carry ourselves during this time of waiting is really important. And in Psalm 46, I'm reminded again and again, 46:10, it says this, "Be still and know that I am God." This whole "be still" sounds really good, doesn't it? But it's really sometimes hard to put it into practice. We need to find, as we go into 2024, we need to find time to be still before the Lord, to wait upon the Lord, because in the time of waiting, He renews our strength. Isaiah 40, 31 says, "But they that they wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." See, God does not work on our clock, on our own timing. He wants us to be fully aware of that, and His timing is always the best for us. When God ordains something to happen in His timing, it will happen, whether we like it or not. We need to trust God in the waiting. We need to put our trust in a certain God. We need to trust God in His Word. We need to trust and obey. It's more important to trust and obey than to do it my own way. And sometimes we make our plans and God directs our steps. And sometimes in this life, God tells us to do something. And we have ideas of how things should pan out, how things should look. But God always looks at our obedience and how obedient are we to Him and His Word. There's a great example in the scripture about David, who was called to be the king. And Saul was the one who God commanded Saul, who was a king at that time, who commanded him to, he gave him specific instructions regarding some of the Amalekite people, commanding them to completely destroy everything that they had. And Saul did not fully obey God's command. What he did, he spared King Agag. He spared some of the best livestock. He did not follow through with the obedience. And then Samuel comes into the picture, who was a prophet at the time. He confronts Saul about the disobedience, but then Saul justifies it as this is something that he did for the Lord. And this we find in 1 Samuel 15:22. He says this, "What is more pleasing to the Lord, your burnt offerings and sacrifices or your obedience to His voice? Listen, obedience is better than sacrifice, and submission is better than offering of fat rams." So I've learned this year again and again that it's better to be obedient to God and His Word. No matter what people and what the culture may say, we should always put God first. And we should always be obedient to His Word first. You can put your trust in a certain God and His Word. And the last thing I want to close with before we go to prayer is we need to trust God with a grateful heart. I realized There's a lot of uncertain things, and a lot of uncertainty in life brings anxiety. And we live in a culture, in a very anxious culture. But I've learned over the years, and especially this last year, that gratitude always beats anxiety. Every time. I want to ask you tonight, how's your heart? Are you a complainer? Or are you the one who gives gratitude, who gives thanks to God? A few times in this year, I found myself in a situation where I was either going to praise God or I was going to complain. And Philippians 4 says this, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. You see, even science and psychologists have come up with this, and they said that they've proven this by research, saying that gratitude and anxiety cannot coexist in the same mind at the same time. So if we turn towards gratitude in our life, anxiety and uncertainty will just dissipate and disappear. And uncertainty will just be gone. And there's a lot of things that we don't know, isn't there? What happens when we don't know? Well, we need to trust God who does know. What happens when things are uncertain? We need to trust in God who is certain. What happens when we're anxious? Well, God isn't anxious. God is at peace, and He wants you to be at peace as well. What we need to learn to do is we just need to thank God. We need to give thanks to Him. And that way, our uncertainty and anxiety is going to be gone. Jesus even said, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. What you need to focus on is today. You need to focus on be at peace, be present, be joyful, and most importantly, be grateful. Because grateful heart will always, always win. You can put your trust in a certain God. And as we end this tonight, as we go to prayer, I just want to give you a few thoughts. How do we put our trust in a certain God? We've heard a few things. Pastor Ken, as he prayed. You see, it's all about the presence of God in our life. We need to focus more on God. We need to make ourselves conscious of His presence because He's always there. Just that we're not conscious of His presence. And I had this huge realization this year, and I did this for the very first time in my life, and I'm kind of proud of it, but now that I look at it, I'm thinking, maybe I should do it again. But I had this realization. I was in a room with my boy Zion during the summer, and he was there trying to get my attention, and I was on my cell phone scrolling. And I had this sense when he was calling me, and I was just scrolling, I had this sense, my boy's right here calling me, and I'm too focused on the wrong things. That was the moment where I just woke up, and I deleted all my social media. Some of you that are close to me, you know what that I actually did that. I deleted all my social media, and I was offline for about 4 months, and that was the first time in my life that I realized that I was spending time on things that do not matter. I made myself aware of the presence of my boy, and I said, I'm gonna focus on this. This is what is important to me. And I did that for 4 months. And just like that, I realized God is sitting there in a room waiting for us to stop being distracted with everything in this world and this life, and to focus on Him, to share a coffee with Him, to have a conversation with Him, to open up our Bible and let Him speak to us. Some of us may need to do that in 2024. Maybe go offline for a few months and see how that really changes you. See, we were made for this relationship with the Lord. We were also made for a relationship with each other. We cannot survive without being in fellowship with each other. But our first job and our first priority is to always put God first and to put our trust in God first. Our job is not to know everything. Our job is to trust God. And really what trust is, this is what trust means, having confidence in God, having confidence that He will come through for us, that He will answer us, that He will be there for us when we are at the low stage, when we're going through a storm. God will pull us through that storm. So how do we live our life differently? And the question that I asked myself this evening, you can ask yourself as well, is if this was your last year of life, 2024, how would you position your heart towards God? How would you act differently? What do you want to be known for? I personally want to be known for trusting God more than anything else in this life. Because the uncertain future that we have in front of us reveals our need for a certain God and a trustworthy God. So what are you trusting God in 2024? We put two things, two areas we want you to fill out tonight. There's personal and there's family. Now, there could be multiple things that you can think about, but what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a moment, about 3 to 5 minutes. If you don't have this, if you need a pen, maybe pull it out. Maybe you can do it on your phone as well. But I want you to take some time and just think about, in the presence of God tonight, just think about a few things that you really want to see God move in your personal life and your family life. And then when you do that, what we're going to do, Pastor Ken and Kay will come here, my wife and myself will come here. What we're going to do is when you're done writing your goals, we would like you to come with your family forward. And what we're going to do is we're going to physically and spiritually take that need and lay it before the Lord. Pray over it. Pray over your family. And see God move in 2024 in your life. Does that sound good? How about you take a moment? I'm going to move things around. I'm going to let you do that. And then as you do that, you can start coming down. So we're going to do this very similar to how we do communion. If you have a family with you, just come down these middle aisles. Come forward. We're going to try to be quick with the prayer time. But as you gather together with your family, you can slowly exit on the outer aisles and go back to your seat. And then at the end, we're going to close the service officially together. This may take about 20 to 30 minutes. I'm not sure about the time. But be patient tonight and stay in the presence of the Lord. We're going to have the team come forward. They're going to do a couple of worship songs. But this is a time for you to just be still and know that God is God. Give Him your goals. Give Him your plans for your personal stuff, for your family plans, and let Him work in your heart.